Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Victory Monday, here's what's trending.
What's trending? Bills get a win yesterday with this franchise record 61-yard field goal.
Snap by Ferguson, hold by Martin, kick by Bass is long enough, and it is good! Bobs away for Tyler Bass, who bobs it from 61! It's a career best for the Bills kicker.
That's Tyler Bass, who had missed one, and then there was a doink off the post that went the right way. That was a 61-yard, let's see what we can do, field goal with 5 seconds left, giving Buffalo a 30-27 win over the visiting Miami Dolphins yesterday. Yes. The field goal was the longest of his career for T-Bass. Broke a franchise record by 2 yards. Do you know who held the previous one?
Norwood.
No.
Oh.
Steve Christie.
Oh, the Christie Kickers.
Wow.
Yes, the OT alum, Steve Christie, had the previous mark, 59-yarder in 1993, so he beat it by two. That was good. Josh Allen talked about when he was watching the kicks. I think a lot of people caught that look of relief on his face.
Just, you know, saying a little prayer. And as soon as it goes in, you know, there's 5 seconds left, so I'm screaming, everybody get off the field because we got to kick off and get a play done. And our defense went out there, and Greg Rousseau executed very well.
Yeah, some emotion in the locker room.
Unbelievable journey this guy's been on, man. Unbelievable, right? Mentally tough.
So proud of you, man. Thanks. So proud of you. Huh?
Aren't you guys proud of him? Hey! I just want to say, man, I couldn't have done it without you guys, man. I've been through a lot. And I just lean on you guys. Heaven, you're always there for me. And
so the official Kiss 98.5 difference maker is going to be Tyler Bass. The difference maker is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. He still hasn't processed it. As of being in front of the mic yesterday, still hadn't really taken it in what he had done.
It means everything. Very emotional. Haven't really processed it yet, but just put in a lot of work, man, and just was just focused on right here, right now, the present, and being patient with everything, man. You know, you're going to go through ups and downs, but just continue to put your best foot forward. We did that today, so just very emotional, I would say.
Cats are going to eat tonight, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. So the Colts, our next team, they've lost the past 3 games. They've got like a, what are they, 4-6? Is that what the record is?
I think
I don't follow them, but they're still a decent football team, and they can win any given Sunday. And they got
4-5. They are, yeah.
Yeah, they got Joe Flacco as quarterback because they're trying to make a run for the playoffs, and they're still in it. So
that's going to be a game.
They can't be 4-6.
They're 4-5. My bad.
4-5.
Yeah, 4-5.
Yeah, yeah. They're
Colts lost last night. They were playing the Vikings, and that was your Sunday night football game. So the Colts. We're striking them when they're hungry. Yeah. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Come off a team.
The Dolphins
off a loss.
Gave us their best game and didn't win.
You know. Yeah.
So there is that. It was a back and forth game. I mean, this was not a blowout by any means at all. And Poyer made himself known. There was a straight up dirty hit.
Back to pass. Delayed blitz coming. Allen looking deep down the left sideline for Coleman. Trying to come back to the football. And he's nailed. Defenseless receiver. And the flag flies. Jordan Poyer is going to get called for hitting a defenseless receiver helmet to helmet. It's a huge penalty.
It was a huge penalty. So there was that. Big game. Big game and meaningful. And
yeah, we would have had to punt. I mean, and give the, you know, and they would have had a shot or, you know, went to overtime. So, you know, then the Dolphins fans are like, Jordan Poyer did it on purpose. I'm like, no, I don't think he did.
But you're right. On the Dolphins side, their fans are going, well, They played a really good game. Still didn't.
The
win.
Ex Bill helped his team out. I'm like, nah, that, I don't think
that, no,
yeah,
that
I know, but that's
that
how
is the tone. Yeah. Yeah. That is the tone coming from the Dolphins. Yeah, but yeah, we got that dub, and that is sweet. Tomorrow is Election Day. Here's an interesting stat. Nearly $1 billion spent on political ads just over the past week. I got to imagine the bulk of it is in a swing state, so probably Pennsylvania. It looks to be about right. There's been just shy of $1 billion spent on political ads up and down the ballot in the last week, according to data from an ad tracking firm called Ad Impact. The most expensive race over the last week is the presidential race, with more than $272 million spent on ads in the last week. And so with all the other ballots and all the other ads that you're seeing, it's the presidential one that's getting all the money. Senate races have drawn $227 million. House races have seen $208 million. Wisconsin and Michigan are up there. But it's Ohio, Texas, Pennsylvania that are getting all the ad love because they're pivotal states when it comes to the presidential election. An estimated 77 million people have already cast their ballot with early voting. Election Day is tomorrow. And for many, it's going to be a beautiful, nice day to head outside. So weather shouldn't be an issue. Interesting side note with Harris's appearance on SNL over the weekend. An FCC commissioner accused Saturday Night Live of a clear and blatant effort to evade the FCC's equal time rule, which requires the broadcasters offer comparable time to an opposing candidate. So if you're going to have on Harris, you've got to have on Trump as well. So Carr noted that Harris's appearance, when she was part of the cold open for the show, if you didn't see it, it's a viral thing. So it's Maya Rudolph, who's been playing Kamala Harris, goes to a mirror, and on the other side of the mirror is Kamala Harris, the real candidate for president. So running on X, what comparable time and placement can they offer all other qualifying candidates? At this point, they can't. So the rules require, and this is like network FCC rule stuff. The rules do not require that a network seek out opposing campaigns to offer the time. The candidates have to request it. So the fact that they had Kamala Harris on, Trump didn't ask for equal time. They don't have to reach him and let him know. But the problem is timing. That's where this becomes a little bit sus. If they don't announce until 4 hours before showtime that they're going to have her on, which kind of looked like the way it went down, how would the other party possibly make that happen so quickly and get what could be comparable airtime? Because there won't be another SNL before the election.
Monday Night Football.
That's the tricky part. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that plays out if they get in some serious trouble. TGI Friday's in some serious trouble after closing dozens of locations, including some around here. They have taken the next step to filing for bankruptcy protection, the restaurant chain said in a statement. It will look for ways to ensure long-term viability of the brand. They want to keep it open. They'd like to keep operating. They just got to restructure their business. And finally, Collins Dictionary has revealed their word of the year. It's not a new word. It's a word you know. Brat. Characterized by confident, independent, and hedonistic attitude, Brat is also a Charlie XCX album title. So I think that may be played into it as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. Brat, big word.
Brat.
Some of the new words emerging from social media, new entries, Delulu, unrealistic in one's ideas or expectations. I believe it's a derivative of delusional, like...
You two
Weezy's
are Delulu.
Delulu.
Two are Delulu, not me.
Probably. Era is a word that has been reworked.
Oh.
Now to simply go to a period of history or a long time, but it really is connected with the Taylor Swift tour. Mm-hmm. Era has bubbled up again. A new word, looks maxing. Looks maxing is focused on the word look, looks. Looks maxing is attempting to maximize the attractiveness of one's physical appearance. Like you're doing something to look better, you are looks maxing. So that's a thing. Welcome to the new words. That's it for news and views. Time right now is 6:27.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.